Proclamation number 8350 of 8th of December, 1962. The word of God is proof of himself. I speak to you and give you proof of my existence and my presence through my word. Yet again, only a few people accept this as evidence, and in order not to make their faith unfree, every person will also be able to give himself another explanation if he wants to. For the evidence of my existence will never be so strong that the human being will have to believe. But my address is also only meant for people whose resistance against me is already diminished. For those who are still firmly in my adversary's control do not acknowledge me, and they will also stubbornly reject clear evidence and signs because their will is still completely directed against me. Thus I will no longer win these before the end. They will remain in bondage to my adversary and will have travelled their earthly path in vain. Yet I speak to those who are still undecided in order to induce them to think. And if only they have an open heart for my address, I will also still win them over before it is too late. The adversity of the time will make many people willing to accept my word, for even if the living conditions appear to be good, even if the world offers earthly goods which are desirable to every person, nevertheless great adversity will faithfully be recognizable, because time and again disasters of all kinds will startle people out of their spiritual lethargy and give rise to questions or self-contemplation. I know about the emotions of every human heart, thus I also know when my word can be conveyed to them so that it will not remain without impression. And truly, my messengers always stand by the path when a wanderer passes by who is in need of refreshment. I establish the strangest connections between people, I tie on threads which seem quite impossible to you. I always direct my word where it is needed and where an accepting heart desires comfort and encouragement. I also know how to find those who search for truth and send out questioning thoughts into infinity. They too will be considered according to their will. And you who serve me on earth can always rely on me to show you the right ways. And if you yourselves are willing to alleviate spiritual hardship, if you have mercy on your fellow human beings, then you will also always act in accordance with my will, which I clearly place in your heart. Always let yourselves be driven if you feel inwardly urged to do this or that. There is nothing arbitrary about what you experience, what is presented to you or what moves your thoughts. My visible guidance is always recognizable by the effects which every event entails. For I know how much people need my words who have not yet completely fallen prey to my adversary. And time and again I will address you and impart strength to you to be active on my behalf and to spread my word. 8th of the 12th 1962, you will also always be allowed to enjoy my protection, for my work shall not be endangered, yet a giving of the pure truth in the form of my word is not often possible because people are still too bound to earthly knowledge or to spiritual knowledge which was given to them from outside, which cannot be regarded as pure truth because it is always based on spiritual knowledge taken over from fellow human beings which is not free from error. For you humans have no idea in what way and to what extent my adversary is active in the last days before the end. He creates confusion wherever he can, and precisely those people who are convinced of their clear intellectual thinking, who therefore also research intellectually to uncover spiritual secrets, are strongly exposed to his influence. The truth only emanates from me alone, but it is accessible to every person who takes the direct path to me so that I can now also consider him, and this happens in many ways. By meeting light bearers who can give him the light from me, or also through scriptures which likewise have me myself as their origin. Let it be said to you humans that you can all come into possession of the pure truth if only you approach me myself with an earnest desire for the only truth. For once this desire has awakened in you, then your attitude towards me will also be such that I can comply with your desire. For there will hardly be a person who desires pure spiritual truth who walks completely without love, because he does not acknowledge me myself either. He is without any bond with me and therefore does not take the path to me either. The fact that pure truth can also be conveyed to people through beings of light is certain, for time and again I tell you that these beings of light will teach nothing other than what they receive from me themselves, that they therefore also only distribute pure truth and therefore the result must always be the same. And therefore, even if the deepest wisdom, the most profound knowledge from me, cannot yet be made accessible to a bearer of light, because everything I distribute knows no limitation, yet everything must agree, for I always express myself in such a way that it is comprehensible to all people and that therefore it should not be believed that I make the transmission of truth dependent on sharper intellectual thinking. Rather, even the most simple person will be able to clearly understand what I impart to him through my word, and he will not need to seek clarification or deepening of his knowledge elsewhere. Just don't let the spiritual knowledge lie idle but pass it on, for all your fellow human beings are in spiritual hardship who have no knowledge whatsoever about their task of earthly life and the purpose of their existence as a human being. This is why I provide for you, my servants on earth, abundantly, and you will never need to starve. My flow of grace will never stop flowing as long as you yourselves are willing to serve me and I can now direct this flow of grace to earth through you. For my love for my living creations is endless, and it only ever seeks to save those who are in danger of being lost again for a long time. Amen.